Good day, I'm John Sliggers. There were two surprises in the latest census of agriculture. Agriculture Secretary Mike Negg says Iowa had more farms and younger farmers in 2022 than the previous census.
It is always interesting to look at where did Iowa sort of buck the trend, or where were we slightly different than the rest of the country. And more farms was one of those. There were really only a handful of states that had more farms than the last census. The average age of an Iowa farmer did go up slightly, but it didn't go up as high as the national average. And we did have a increase in young farmers under 35.
Negg describes what's behind these trends.
This is about opportunities for the next generation of farmers to come into agriculture. Livestock is often a way to do that. But we're also thinking about, and we launched Choose Iowa this year, a branded program for Iowa-grown, Iowa-made, Iowa-raised products. And we're also seeing some of our younger farmers get into diversified agriculture, selling things direct to consumers. And consumers are looking for more local foods. And so it's really a win-win.
But Negg says obstacles remain for beginning farmers. He says the census shows there is generational change underway on the farm. The 2022 Census of Agriculture says Iowa gained 800 farms, 1% more than the previous census. The number of farmers under the age of 35 is 10% of the total. Negg was in Hinton Friday to meet with fourth grade students. He was invited by the Iowa Ag Literacy Foundation and the Siouxland Ag in the Classroom. People who falsely report a shooting or other incident that would require a massive police response could be charged with a felony if the governor approves a bill that's cleared the legislature. Representative Zach Deacon of Granville says during the last school year, there were 89 of these false reports about non-existent threats in school districts.
As somebody who has been not only a trooper for 12 years, but a SWAT officer for 7 of those 12, we cannot continue to waste manpower and put our lives at stake responding to things that are not real.
These kinds of incidents are sometimes called swatting, a reference to special weapons and tactics or SWAT teams.
This bill ups penalties appropriately, fitting the crime for false reporting. And we cannot continue to put up with these instances.
Deacon says in addition to law enforcement, firefighters and EMTs waste time and resources responding to something that turns out to be nothing. The bill passed the House and the Senate unanimously. A Hinton man was arrested this week after a report of shots fired. On Tuesday, the Plymouth County Sheriff's Office responded to a call of a disturbance on Juniper Avenue near Hinton. The disturbance involved a gunshot being fired. After an investigation, 40-year-old Thomas Went of Hinton was arrested. He was charged with felon in possession of a firearm, domestic abuse assault first offense, simple assault, and reckless use of a firearm. Lamar's police, the Hinton Police Department, and the Iowa State Patrol assisted the Plymouth County Sheriff's Office. Tuition hikes would be capped, and diversity, equity, and inclusion programs would be restricted at Iowa's public universities under a bill passed by the Iowa House this week. The bill would add two lawmakers to the Board of Regents as non-voting members, and it would make other changes to higher education policies, including some the universities have already set in motion. Republican Representative Taylor Collins of Minneapolis says the Regents spend too much on DEI initiatives. All Democrats and six Republicans oppose the bill. Democrats say they support capping tuition hikes, but this bill doesn't help the universities make up for lost revenue. They also say Republicans are politicizing DEI efforts, and that'll have negative impacts on Iowa's future workforce. That's KLEM News. I'm John Sliggers.